If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
I used to just go with whatever meat looked good or was on sale at the grocery store. But now that I've experienced the exceptional quality, flavor, and convenience that you can get from Omaha Steaks, I'm never going back. They can build a custom food plan based on your schedule, which means less food waste and stocking up on high-quality proteins to always have on hand. With Omaha Steaks in your freezer, you're always just minutes away from a quality dinner, whether it's Taco Tuesday or a weekend feast. Taste the Omaha Steaks difference and never settle for grocery proteins again. Get flavorful, high-quality proteins delivered by visiting omahasteaks.com, plus $35 off when you use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code YUM. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code YUM at checkout for $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply.
Sky Podcast, a listener experience edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
It's Thursday. So you know what that means. You are here to hear all of your very own paranormal encounters. We appreciate everybody that sends these in. Have a good time going through them, talking about them, listening to them. We'll jump right into it after we get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and you'll find us there. Come be part of the community. Join the Hollow Cult. It's a good time. If you have a listener encounter you'd like to have featured on a future episode of this very show, Kyle's got some information you're going to want.
It's pretty easy. All you have to do is write your story out with as much detail as you possibly can, then shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. And then we'll be able to read your story and get it on the air.
just like that. That being said, if you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways to do it. You can join our Patreon, Church of Paul Sky podcast over there, and get early drops of shows, get ad-free shows, extra shows, exclusive songs from our AI side project, Casket Breath, and all that kind of good stuff. You can also head over to our store, holoskypodcast.com. Go to the merch store, check out some of that goodness, buy some holo swag, rep the cult, and you can leave us a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to these, because that's important to help get the show growing, keep it rolling, word of mouth. From there, we're going to jump right in. Today's listener encounter, this week's listener encounter, I should say, comes to us from our friend Brittany. It's titled Voices and Other Oddities from a Nursing Home. Brittany says, "Hi guys, I love your podcast. Stumbled across the podcast when I was looking for something new to listen to. I've been binge listening while at work and when I commute. It makes me feel like I'm sitting with friends talking about crazy theories and oddities. I'm super glad you guys did this episode. It brought back several memories that I have of a similar experience. It's crazy that they can't explain why it happens, and I'm glad I'm not the only one that happened to. I had several stories that I would like to share with you guys. When I was in my late teens, I worked as a CNA at a nursing home. It was a rough job on the body and mentally as well. Anyway, I was a pool, which basically meant any shift they needed me for and any unit I was put in if there was a spot that needed to be filled. So I could work first shift one day and third shift another. I had a lot of unusual stuff that would happen to me on any shift that I work, but I sort of brushed it off mostly due to being overworked and understaffed. I happened to have a week where I was working the third shift in long-term care unit one. There was three of us CNAs plus a nurse working that night. Most of the residents are sleeping, so there's not much to do. When we help the residents that need to go to the bathroom and turn those that need help. So you would get the occasional call light that would turn on. Whoever was assigned to the room, they would go check it out. Most of the night was spent walking the hallway to poke your head on the head in on the residents and sit and wait until you were needed. We would use the TV in the unit lobby while we ate lunch, since there really wasn't enough of us to go off the floor to the lunchroom in the basement. Basements are creepy, and the one at the nursing home had the creep factor up to about a 10 at night. One of the call lights went off at the end of the hallway that I was assigned to that night. My coworkers were slightly surprised, commenting that, "Isn't that room empty?" I didn't think much of it because I didn't know at the time that the resident that used to live in that room had passed earlier on in the day, and I got up to walk down to check it out. I was thinking maybe one of the residents got confused and wheeled themselves into the room, which isn't unusual, as that's happened before. The nursing home residents were shared two to a room. Rarely did anyone have a private room. I was expecting someone to be in the room since the call light went off. To my surprise, there was no one in the room. The beds were stripped bare, and it was dark. I quickly turned on the light to be able to see without knocking my knees into things so I could turn off the call light. In order to turn off the call light, you need to press a button on the wall in the room. As I'm walking out, I faintly hear my name. Thinking it's one of my coworkers calling to me for assistance, I hurry down the hallway. I ask which of them called my name, or I ask if any of them called my name, and they said no. I thought maybe they were messing with me since I was relatively new. Through the rest of the night, I thought I'd heard my name being called, and each time I would ask my coworkers, and they would tell me, "No, we're not, you're hearing things," which unnerved me. The next set of days I worked was the first shift. Let me tell you, I was very happy about that. More people, more noise, and hopefully nothing strange. Occasionally, I would hear my name being called, and no one was actually calling for me. I stopped acknowledging that it was happening because my coworkers were teasing me that it was the ghost kids trying to get my attention. Yes, I said ghost kids. Lots of odd things happened at the nursing home. Call lights going off when no one was there, things getting misplaced in strange places, and the residents would say stuff like, "Get these kids out of here." After visiting hours, people would hear voices of children laughing. When I first started there, I didn't know anything of the ghost stories that would go around. No one really talked about it unless something recently happened or directly was asked. The first week when I would pass the shower room, the call light would go off. I would go into the shower and try to turn it off, and it was basically like a light switch that you had to manually push up to turn off. It wouldn't turn off. I went to the unit nurse to ask her for help. I wasn't sure if I was doing something wrong. She had me try while she was watching, and it would not turn off. She did it, and the light would turn off. It happened a few more times, and the nurse had to turn it off since it wouldn't turn off when I tried to do it. I asked the nurse about it, and she told me not to worry about it. One of the other CNAs brought up the subject of ghosts, so the nurse did end up telling me about the ghost children. She said that they, a boy and a girl, around 7 to 8 years old, enjoy pulling pranks. None of the pranks were harmful, just annoying. It bugged me because after my first month, it stopped. When the shower call light would turn on, I was able to get it shut off again. What she failed to tell me was about the other entity, the man in black. I do remember it was a spring day in my second year at the job when I learned of him. I walked into B's room to help her get up from her afternoon nap. She exclaimed, "Thank goodness you chased him away." Of course, I was confused since there was no one else in the room but her and I. I asked her who, and she told me the man in black was here, and he scared me. Thinking maybe she had had a bad dream from her nap, or possibly that someone was going around upsetting the residents, I went to the nurse to tell her about it. It was then she told me that usually when a resident would see the man in black, they would pass within a week. B did not pass within a week. However, we did have other residents who would speak of the man in black and would pass away within a week's time. I have other stories I'll have to type or call in. If you have any questions, please feel free to send me an email. You guys are doing an awesome job with the podcast. Please keep it up. You have my permission to use this on the show. Sincerely, Brittany Lee. Brittany, first off, thanks so much for taking the time to type out these experiences and send them in to us. Secondly, again, as I've mentioned before on the show, I'm not sure when these were submitted, so I can't really refer back to the episode she's referring to in the beginning. But anyway, back to her experience. Nursing homes are weird. They're kind of creepy anyway. The whole idea is kind of, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if depressing is the word, but I don't know. They just have a weird vibe. I've had a lot of family that have ended up in living care facilities, and it definitely has a strange vibe about it.
I would agree with that. It's usually a little bit ominous at times, a little bit dark, even though the goal is obviously to not be that way, because you want the best care for your loved ones, but they tend to, like you said, have that vibe to them. It's weird. All of your encounters are bizarre, but I would like to think that the first round goes to, and I can't, and I say this because this is what I want it to be. Hopefully all the people you hear calling your name are because you did a good job and they're still trying to call your name. That's kind of where my head went. The fact that it's little kids is really weird, unless that place had a history elsewhere, because usually little kids aren't good news.
Yeah. That is strange.
Yeah.
The whole children aspect of it.
Yeah. And the fact that some of the residents were saying, "Get these kids out of here," is bizarre.
Hey, Holocult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days.
But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
It clearly sounds like, well, it all pretty much sounds like the residents are seeing the Grim Reaper. If they're seeing the man in black, and then within a week they pass most of the time. However, your case didn't, because supposedly you scared the Grim Reaper away, or the man in black. So, you know, maybe pat yourself on the back for that one.
Yeah, it's strange anyway. I think there's a stigma about nursing homes anyway, because it's kind of like essentially an end-of-life facility. So,
yeah.
Usually people that go into nursing homes don't come out. So there's a lot of, I feel like there's a lot of probably spiritual residue contained within the walls of those buildings, since so many people are passing on. And there's a lot, I mean, on one hand, there are a lot of good people who make sure that people in the nursing homes experience the best kind of care that they could ask for there. But on the other hand, like the other end of that, there is a lot of emotional trauma and sadness that go with having your loved ones being at the end of their life. You kind of know when it gets to that point that your time is very limited. So I feel like a lot of emotional residue is a good word, is probably left over.
Yeah.
A lot of sadness. And that probably not only like kind of residually hangs out in that geographical space, but that sadness and trauma could possibly also kind of attract other entities or beings to that location.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. The fact that it would attract, not to mention it's constantly amplifying. all the past residue being amplified over and over again, because it's just a endless cycle of sadness, essentially.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop. It never stops.
It doesn't feel, the encounters that you shared don't feel very nefarious.
No.
More playful. I mean, the man in black is weird, especially that it's tied close to death. But the other stuff, like the lights flipping on and the calling of your name, kind of seems, it almost feels more playful than it does nefarious. And I'm curious more about the kids. If people have, did people see like the child entities? I wonder how people attributed them to being children. I know they said the residents seen them, but I wonder if the actual caretakers, the nurses and the CNAs have seen them there.
Yeah. Cause like I said, outside of it being something where kids would have been, usually seeing kids is not a good sign, or experiencing children in the paranormal is usually not a good sign.
Yeah. You hear a lot of evil and nefarious entities like to kind of take on the persona of a childlike entity.
But you almost don't feel like it's that way, because at least per the words that were written, the residents are just like, get these damn kids out of here. Like they're being a nuisance.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not like this big fearful thing. It's just more of a nuisance.
That's definitely how I kind of took it into. The only thing that sounded like they was something there that they really particularly didn't want there was whatever this man in black entity is, which when we did the death encounter episode, you definitely see a lot of different type entities equated to the possible Grim Reaper death. That's, yeah. I like that you brought that up and kind of made the connection there.
Yeah. I definitely think, I mean, that just kind of fits the bill for me, because it's right there. It's blatant. It's a being all black. And within a week, they pass. Except for this one case where she says, you scared him away or whatever it was, which is also weird because I don't picture the Grim Reaper being afraid of a person.
Oh, it makes you feel like she almost, instead of being like afraid, like she interrupted some sort of ritual or something, like Final Destination shit, you know.
Yeah.
This was supposed to happen, but you interrupted. It's interesting. I'm curious to if you listen to this, Brittany, curious as to if anyone else had any experiences there, which I know they did, because they kind of, whenever you bring it up, they kind of talk about it, but I'm wondering if you had, like specifically you had more experiences than anyone else.
I also wouldn't take what they say with too much weight. A lot of people try to find humor in those types of situations because they're freaked out and they don't want to admit it. So they start joking around and being dumb about it to kind of convince themselves this isn't real.
You do have to take it with a grain of salt, especially if it's your coworkers and there's camaraderie, or like you see that a lot of times with people who don't buy into the paranormal. If you have somebody that does and they're experiencing things, a lot of times they'll try to feed into that as kind of like, haha, these people will believe anything.
Yeah, but you can't argue the facts whenever multiple residents have seen a man in black. Multiple residents have said, hey, get these kids out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. After a hot minute, you got to start going, what is going on? Like, what is going on? Especially if you have a time frame thing where Steve's in the retirement home, he passes, and then I go in the retirement home and we both witness and experience the same things, but we're not connected in any way, shape, or form. There's no communication. There's no nothing.
Yeah.
That's where it gets even weirder.
It is weird. And you hear a lot of times people within their final few days, final few hours of them seeing angels essentially, or family members that have passed, or people that they've known that aren't there in that actual physical realm, which kind of brings up the question, if their energy is there, is it possible for that energy to be trapped into that geographical location, into the walls of that nursing home, which would explain the children that are there? You know, say you have an elderly person that's going to pass, and maybe they lost a brother and sister in when they were young or something, and that energy comes to kind of welcome them on, but it gets stuck in, maybe. Which is kind of a sad thing to think about.
Yeah. But
we don't know how it works when we die, so.
No, not yet.
It's.
And hopefully no time soon for any of us.
Yeah, I feel that. It's an interesting story. Definitely hit us up with some more of your encounters here. I'm curious. And if you have any of your coworkers' experiences filed away, it'd be interesting to compile them. And like Kyle said, also, if the building was used as something beforehand, that does have something to do with children, that would be an interesting little aspect to kind of confirm or debunk as well.
Yeah, because if it was like, say, a school, maybe it's all just residual.
Yeah, or like an orphanage or a children's hospital.
Yeah, anything to deal with children, maybe it's residual. If it's a hospital or something like that, well, maybe it's their, you know, soul being trapped there. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe, yeah. They're just there to kind of keep things interesting for the old patient, you know. Hey,
as long as it's that and it's nothing nefarious, well,
we're here for it. We're here for the good ghosts, not the evil ones that just want to stir up shit. But yeah, definitely hit us back. We appreciate you taking the time to send this in, Brittany. Very interesting. A lot of times, I feel like nursing homes are kind of left out of the mix of places. Like, you always hear about hospitals, you always hear about like asylums, you always hear about nursing or not nursing homes, but what's the word I'm looking for? Funeral homes and stuff like that. But nursing homes is kind of left out of the spookiness that I've noticed here with people sending in stuff, which you'd think it'd be a prime. Aspect, since there is so much end of life going on there, so much I don't know what the word is, spiritual transformation. It's interesting. But yeah, if you hear this, if you're still hanging out, again, I don't know when this was submitted. Like I said, I just kind of go through and pop them over into a file as we go. If you're still listening, still hanging out with us, definitely hit us back up. And see what other kind of weirdness took place here. But again, thank you for taking the time to send it in. Check us out at all our social medias: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Join the Hollow Cult. Be part of the community. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and keep sending those paranormal experiences in. Keep talking about them.